Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Morgan, that was Sherry Marie reminding you it's time to shine. We've got a lot moving astrologically. There is so much that I have to tell you about, and I want you to have fun for the next 3 weeks. I don't want you to be afraid at all, okay? So I'm going to ask you to do something. If you're new to the show, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to put on something I call Empress Eyewear. The number 3 is running tonight, family. But we're going to play with the number 12. Yum, yum. I love being a rebel. Okay, yeah. So in an old show, not that far ago, we played with the number 3, and I told everybody to put on their Empress Eyewear. Okay? So I want you to imagine you have some shades, and you're seeing the news, and you're seeing everything that's running in your life, and you're screaming a big no. Okay, that's okay. That's all right. You can do that. But when you have your Empress Eyewear on, you understand that there's something bigger going on, so you don't have to get lost. You don't have to be confused. You can be still and know that all is well. Okay? Those are your Empress, that's Empress power, which follows number 12. But look, I'm playing this number game, and I know some of you want to jump in with me, so I'm going to give you the call-in number. It's 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad, and I'll give you a golden ticket. All right, we'll get into that. You guys remember Willy Wonka? Do you? Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? I'm not talking about the one that was redone by Tim Burton. I love him dearly, but I'm a Gene Wilder girl over here. I need the 1971 version with Grandpa singing and dancing. And I was inspired through thinking about my life, thinking about what was showing up, the Mercury retrograde, which happened on Saturday. You got a Neptune retrograde coming up on Monday. You got a full moon happening on Friday the 13th. No, we're not playing Twilight Zone music. Nope, we're not going to do that. We're going to have some fun with this. So I thought about the number 12. And you know, the number 12 is so full of beautiful gifts that if we follow 2 simple things, the porcupine in medicine cards and the hanged one in tarot, or you may know it as the hanged man. I'm a feminist. All right, anyway. The hanged one, you can surrender to your innocence, thereby getting your golden ticket. That's the whole point of the show. But before I get into that, I need to let you know where you can find Sherry Marie, because she is so amazing. C-H-E-R-I-M-A-R-E-E is how you spell her name. SherryMarie.com is where you find her in more music. They call her the love goddess. Time to shine. Sherry, you're so right, and thank you. And guess what? Sherry's going to be a guest on Life Conversations Radio Network on Thursday on Umbasa's show, The Play Experience. But I'm going to get to the housekeeping. I just want to say hi real quick to everybody in the chat room and on the phone lines. Phone lines are full. I see Joy has walked into the room. Joy Grace Harmony, that beautiful sister I met at the Agape Convention. Glenda Springer, welcome, welcome, welcome. And guests, so nice to have you guys here. I see my girl Sarah. I feel like I'm the woman from Romper Room right now. I see Sarah and numbers I don't recognize. Oh, there's Yvette. Hey, welcome. All right, let's get to it, right? I got so much. I've got everything lined up, and my cards have been fighting. I'm going to tell you about that, too. No, really, they were. My cards have envy because I lean so much on the cards that I grew up with. Did I forget somebody? Did I forget the head of the network? Dame Alani Feloce. Like the way I said that today, Life Coach of Day is in the house holding it down, screening my calls. He is my buddy, you know. He's my friend. God bless him. Oh, I thought a lot about him, too. I don't want to get distracted, too. I thought a lot about a day because of a movie that I went to see last night with my girl Sarah, Maleficent. And not just that, but just the first lesson that I ever heard from a day on his show has been coming up over and over again. So I'm going to pass it on my way, embracing the light and the dark. Mm-hmm. He taught me not to eat from the tree of good and evil, but eat from the tree of life, where we're allowing everything. And I just really want to say thank you, Ade. I make fun of you, and I hate you sometimes, honey, but your messages are always in my heart, and I get to use it. Rockstar, okay, you feel better now? One, if I tell you about my little bit on Life Conversation, I'm getting my hands ready. I'm going to pull some cards. I'm on fire today because I played all day, seriously. All right. Let me get to it. You know about what's happening here. Thank you guys again for being. Don't forget to just press 1 if you 3-4-4-2-6-3-3-4-6 is the number to get your golden ticket. I'm giving out golden tickets whether you call or not. You don't have to worry about that. What you do with it is what you do with it. All right, great. So, look, tomorrow is going to be phenomenal on Life Conversations Radio Network. Life Coach Ade does the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern. And the theme for the month of June is, get ready, spiritual groundedness in spite of shaky ground. And tomorrow he will have Dr. Amelia Kemp joining him, and she says we are not sacred. Get ready to move from psychotherapy to sacrotherapy. And I know you're going to ask me, Celeste, what's that? Okay, I know a little bit. But you get to find out more from Dr. Amelia and Life Coach Ade as they have this powerful conversation about sacrotherapy. I sent out invitations. You guys are ready for that. So make sure you join them, and I'm there around 1 for Celestial Moment. I provide the energy of the day. And don't miss our newest show on the network. It is Living in the Yes with Reverend Deborah L. Johnson, 9 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays. Reverend D. will be focusing on several spiritual qualities for the whole month of June. And she's going to on a do peace. And, hey, her alter ego is going to be making an appearance, too. Well, Nina, have you met Rev B's alter ego? See, Shane, you do not want to miss this conversation, okay? And then the beautiful Mbasa Safara for the play experience, passionately loving and appreciating you. She comes on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, and Mbasa is in Australia right now. She's down in the land down under. Okay, stop it. I told you I've been playing all day. And her beautiful guest will be Sherry Marie. It's going to be power of sound and vibration. It's going to be like my invitation to come play. So I'll be calling in and giving them my love. Absolutely. The last Wednesday of the month is Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade at 12 p.m. Eastern. And then you got me. The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more information, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. And in case you didn't get enough of Life Coach Ade, his show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to broadcasting.com. And for those of you who have been complaining that you do not get to hear Live a Day, we have taken care of that, okay? He has a new show. It's every Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern on 12radio.com. It's called So Food for Your Consciousness. It's wonderful. He did a great job last week. He's going to keep bringing it. I think he's going to be talking about surrender. Absolutely. Get a little pep in your step when you join Life Coach Ade, and be on the lookout for the postings on our like pages and Facebook walls and invitations. We are making sure that you are connected. Absolutely. And before I forget something really, really special, I'm about to put the notch, sister friend, we nickname her Glowing Gooch over here. Okay, and that's my baby, and she's always there for me. I ask for all of us to please surround her with any Reiki energy, light, love energy. her grandma has gone home, has transitioned, and here she is on my show today. I love you, baby.
Hi.
How you doing, sweetie? Hi, baby.
Hey, baby. I just wanted to say thank you to you and Adai and just the family. My grandmother transitioned today at 4:59, and it's funny that you said the number 3 is running because she had been home under hospice care for 3 weeks. And I just wanted to thank Adai for always throwing in my ear forgiveness. And it was a pleasure. I had never seen anyone transition, and it was so beautiful. I have a journal full of everything that happened for the 3 weeks of her transitioning. And I just want to say I love you guys. I just really do. And I'm okay. I'm good because I know her portion is God. So I can't be upset. So... thank
Tanya,
you.
I love you so much.
Love you so.
You're going to have me crying up in here. And that's
I
okay.
Love you too.
Because
I really do. And it's just so like, you know, when God has been, you know, sometimes we get off a divine order, but it doesn't matter if we go crooked. You have to follow divine order, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like today, I had got up and, like, her breathing had, you know, just gotten so weak. But I said, hey, you know, it's, you know, I have nothing to do with that. So this morning when I got up, you know, I just turned on the radio. You know, they were doing, like, playing church music. But it was so funny. She did not leave here until I went out the room. And I came back like a half an hour later, but I'm like, I'm good. I'm just so glad Adai kept putting in me forgiveness because, you know, it was just like 2 years ago. You know when we were here for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I've had the pleasure.
So it's like, and I would have never thought that I would have been the one with that. God had that purpose for me to come and take care of her because I'm the one that's not working right now. So my aunt had to go to work. So I was here, you know, and it's just like, wow. It's beautiful. You know, it's beautiful. So
you know,
I love y'all. I have got to go. I got to make phone calls. But I love
I
all of y'all.
And I'm
going to thank
you,
family,
really
for
soon.
Being there.
It's our pleasure. We love you, Tanya. We lift you up. We are celebrating your grandma going home and visiting with your mama. And hey,
yeah.
You know what? I believe this. I really do. I'm going to say this as a crybaby as I am. I really do believe that the connections that we make on this plane, our loved ones are connecting and having food.
Oh, I know
I
they are.
That. And I know my
I know
mama was right there.
I didn't believe that at first, but as time has gone on and the healing from my mom's, you know, transition and just getting that anger and everything up out of me, I know because I had to see things physical at one moment. So I know that that's why he put you there. That's why he put Adai there. I mean, it's divine order.
See, there you
it's
go with that
order.
Divine order. I love it. Because
it's
every time
order.
You say order, I keep seeing a goddess that I pulled. So, Tanya, you're going to have to check this in the archive, but I will give this to you personally when I talk to you. I will read you about order as you're describing it. Oh, my sister,
okay.
I
and I mean, just
there.
All the listeners, I just want to tell everybody, I don't care what you're going through out there, we all got our own things that we think is so heavy, but please forgive, because that forgiveness is not for the other person, it's for you, so that you can, we all will have to sit in this place where I'm sitting, where someone else is sitting, dealing with grief and a loved one passing on, so please forgive, so you still, you know, can be settled, and you have no guilt.
Mm-hmm. Say that,
and
mommy.
I love you, Adai. I love you, Sean. And I will talk to you tomorrow. You know I will call you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You're going to see me.
Okay.
Don't worry about
it.
Okay?
All right,
my girl, and I love you, too. And Joy Grace, I am coming to you in just a sec. I'm just going to lay some groundwork real quick for Miss, for this number and surrender. I'm bringing up the Hanged One in tarot. And I'm going to tell you something. When I used to get the Hanged One, I was not feeling this card at all. Mm-mm. I don't want to be hanging upside down in a tree waiting. But you know what? There are things about the Hanged One that really allows you to allow life to happen. You know, I got a flash of red light, green light, yellow light when we were kids. Remember crossing the street? And as I was walking, I was seeing red, stop, green, go, yellow, walk with caution. Now, I said walking. I'm not talking about driving because they will give you a ticket in D.C. if you go against the yellow light. But walk with caution. And then I saw the Hanged One, which is the number 12. The Energy 3 is running today, but we're playing with the number 12. 1 plus 2 equals 3. That's how I do that. And as I was thinking about the Hanged One, I was like, isn't that interesting? There are times in your life when you really need to be still and you go. And then there are times when you're going when you need to be still. And the Hanged One is really about taking that time to be still, to let the ego flow out and allow spirit in. And Reverend D at Inner Light Ministries gave a sermon that literally made me jump up and go, wait a minute, I'm talking about that. And she talked about suspension. Now, if you go over to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page, you'll see a picture of the Hanged One from the Everyday Goddess by Pamela Wells. Or if you got an invitation and you decided to hang out there, you'll see a picture of it there too. And it usually features a man hanging upside down, and that upside down is really how we come into the earth. You know, we're born, for the most part, upside down. And it's from that perspective that we get to see things differently. When children are playing and standing on their heads, you know, it's fun. We think, you know, what's the point? But the world looks different. Perspectives change. Your perception changes. And then you could take that time to really see, okay, so what's really happening here? Is there a different way for me to look at it, particularly if you're looking at something in a way that it's really not serving you or humanity? And you know what I mean. I'm talking about those old stories. They don't like me. They don't love me. Nobody messes with me. I'm weird. I cry at the end of movies. So what? That's who you are. So every once in a while, I do recommend hanging upside down. And for you adults who do yoga, 10 points to you. Because I can't hang upside down now. But I figured out a way to see the world differently. And that is, I could still spin around like I was a kid and fall down and watch the world shift. Who's thinking about bills when you're spinning around? Who's thinking about that person who's getting on your nerves? You don't have time for that. You're just in that moment of now. And that is the gift of the Hanged One, number 12. I've got more. But I'm going to go over to my friend real quick, Joy Grace Harmony, and see what's cooking and what I can do for her. Hey, Miss Joy, how are you doing? Welcome to the Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan.
I'm fabulous. How are you, Celeste?
I am great. How may I be of service to you today?
Well, I have a couple of fabulous and wonderful adventures that I'm going on simultaneously. I've got about 3 or 5 of them all happening at the exact same moment in time. So I just want to have a little, I'm used to juggling things, so I just wanted to have a little, as the, I don't know.
Okay, so it sounds like a general reading right now to see what's flowing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. I'm going to my Mother Peace tarot cards. Cards, calm down.
Yeah, really. I'm being picked on. They're like, you always go to Mother Peace. I'm like, I'm going to share the goddesses that I pulled today, too. Here we go. Shuffling three times here. And let's put these cards out and see what the message is for Joy. I had the pleasure of meeting Joy at the Agape event, convention, whatever way we're going to call it this year.
Revelation.
Had a great time. So it's amazing connecting with you energetically. All right.
Well, and the theme was emerge and see was the theme of the Agape Revelations. Emerge and see.
That's right. Not emergency, but emerge and see. And I want
That's
you
right.
to emerge and see your power right now. Honey, you got the Six of Cups. This card is described in a way that it is orgasmic joy. Okay? That's your name, Joy, Grace, Harmony. And what I love about this is it features the animal of the year for the Chinese New Year, which is the horse, and also seahorses. So you have people riding on this crest of waves. So there's that movement and there's power. They've got their arms up. They're holding their cups. Cups is about emotions, the water, sun rays flashing everywhere. And this card is a big affirmative yes in this moment in your life right now. It's the Six of Cups. It is rock and roll. Now, you continue this love journey with the Ace of Cups. It's to the right, which means you are seriously falling in love with yourself and the moment. You know, it features this person. Nudity in tarot means unconditional love and acceptance for yourself. And you, like, what better yes is somebody diving into a big fountain with two swans and the card? I'm seeing really, really powerful things. The suggestion for you comes from the son of this, and the son is, you've got the daughter, you've got the son, you've got the priestess and the shaman in this deck. So the son has acquired his skills and his abilities. The warning for you in this card is to the left, is make sure that even though you're juggling a lot, that you are on target by following your heart, by following the direction of where you want to go versus where people want to take you. Because that card is leaning to the left. And to the left means you need a little bit more energy in it. So you're going to have to be more involved with, okay, I know I'm doing these things simultaneously, but which thing is the priority so that you
right.
can be on target? Now I'm going to stop. Have I said... Does that connect with you? Are you feeling that? Or do you have further questions?
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
Okay, so I would say that my first big love is what I'm doing with Tower Garden, and my second love is what I'm doing with CEO Space, and my new love is... financial thing. Is there a number that's saying which one I should feel more pulled to right now? Because I feel them all equally. So is there a way to distinguish?
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me try this for you then. You feel them all equally.
Okay. I do. Problem.
Wow. Wow, that's like, you know, having too many dates. Which one do I go with? Okay, I pulled another card from the deck. I got the Three of this. Three is the energy that is running today. I'm sorry, say again?
No, I was just confirming with my friend who's in the card. I said the advantage is great.
Okay. What I would say to you is that you would need to, in this Mercury retrograde that we're in, they always recommend that you review and evaluate during this time, okay? Now, I know you're saying you love them all equally,
But I want you to start taking note and even write down which one comes to your mind most frequently, which one is connected to your life purpose, your goals, where you see yourself in 10 years or not. Right now, it looks to me like you got pretty boys to choose from, but you don't know which one to make your man.
Yeah, well, that's because I've been spending a lot of time with number two, because number two's been in my life for the last 4 years, and number one has been in my life for the last 7 months, and number three just came into my life about a week or 2 weeks ago, somewhere in there. So, you know, I'm kind of a loyalist. And so I focused the most amount of energy so far on number two, but that's okay. I'm willing to switch camps. So.
All right. Now, the other thing in the Mercury retrograde, which my astrologer friends say to me, is that during this time, it's not the best time to start new things, per se, but you may want to complete something. So what I'm hearing for you right now is to consider where you spent your most time and see if you're able to complete or put your energy in there and then see what else happens to come up. You have so much energy and so much power with you, you know, and I would love to give you a yes or no. But I can't jump on your heart and say what lights Joy up, what makes her shine. You have that answer. So for whichever one that you take into meditation, which I'm recommending, take into meditation, you know, because right now it feels like it's in your head, but the water is in your heart. The water is the emotions, the connections. See which one you really are feeling, because everything looks good. You know, I'm seeing a Twix bar, a Snickers, and a Payday. You're not going to eat all three at the same time. You feel me? So you're going to have to figure out which fruit is where you want to put your energy to get the most out of it right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you have people around you who are willing to help, because this last card, three of this, shows women coming together to build the house. So I am foreseeing other people coming to you to provide the help for you and with you, so you won't be in it all by yourself.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. It makes sense. Absolutely.
Wow. Well, this is what I'm recommending for you. Just focus on that orgasmic joy, what's lighting you up. You're jumping in, but you also have to focus on your target. You know, there are people who can multitask. I'm not one. I just find something, I'm on it, you know. But other things do come up. But follow your heart, sweetie. That's all I can say. Follow your heart and follow the energy and the passion. Like, it doesn't even feel like work, and you're just jumping into it.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, honey. Thank you so much for calling in. And stay in touch. Let me know how it's going, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you. That was Joy Grace Harmony sharing her journey, so full of gifts and so many things showing up in our life. Which one do I pick? People, you know, I'm going to say it. Follow your heart. I mean, it's so easy to say. It is. And not necessarily easy to do when you have so many good things to choose from. What a quandary. What a beautiful dilemma. Ooh, I need that in my life. Okay, I'm taking a deep breath, and I'm wondering how you guys are doing. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. If you'd like for me to pull your card during this Mercury retrograde to see what's showing up and how the Mother Peace Tarot cards are talking, you are welcome to call in 347-426-3346. And don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. We are going to take a quick break. Give you some time to get some water, drink some juice. Join me right back here
And we'll continue to have fun. So I'll see you in a moment.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org. Or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan and Glenda Springer. You're not in the chat room. We're having a lot of fun. Apparently, I'm not the only person who likes to spin around. Glenda just shared with us that she used to ride her tricycle around in circles until she joined Mickey Mouse in his dimension. Oh, don't make me do it.
Now it's time to say...
It's not time to say goodbye. M-I-C... See you real soon. Okay, big kid, let me, since I'm playing right now, give you a little bit of that porcupine energy, because that will lead you to your playfulness, surrendering to your illness. Not illness, innocence. Hello? What is that? No. Okay, so here's the thing. There's a scripture that says that unless you become like children, or unless you become like a little child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. And I thought, well, isn't that strange? But I always really, really liked that scripture from the Christian text. And when I started to really learn about numbers, I saw that there was a beautiful dance between the porcupine and the hanged one. Because, see, you don't have to be bored just chilling out, hanging upside down. You can have some fun with it. It's, even if you want to be a leprechaun, which is why I'm laughing right now. Oh, I love my listeners. New Chase, you are cracking me up over here. They've got a party in the chat room. All right, does everybody feel the energy? Let me give you some of this porcupine energy right now. You're like a porcupine? I got a porcupine on my wall right now that talks. You've got to check it out. Okay, So I said we're playing with the number 12, right? The 12th sign is Pisces, and it reminds us of the gift of sacrifice when we surrender to our higher selves to serve all of humanity. Now, the 12th card in tarot is the Hanged One. And in the medicine cards, number 12 shows up as the porcupine. Porcupine, remind me of my innocence again. With every man a brother, each woman a friend. When you look at the porcupine, you will notice its quills. But I assure you, those quills only strike when porcupine is threatened or fearful. The porcupine is a non-aggressive animal with a power pack of trust in the divine and faith in the plan on its sacred journey. Porcupine stays in childlike wonder. Stop right there. Porcupine stays in childlike wonder. I promise you, no kids tripped on Saturday because the Mercury retrograde was starting. They don't know. They're still playing. And if we want to really capture this energy of what this Mercury retrograde really is a gift for, I say go back for the good stuff. Go play with your inner child for 3 weeks. I'm serious. That's your golden ticket to surrendering to your innocence. Let me give you a little bit more about the porcupine. Most of the time, the porcupine is quick with an invitation to join in the fun. So in the medicine cards, it tells a story about this gruff bear was walking through the forest, and the porcupine was playing with this toy, and it was a log. And the porcupine says to this big old grizzly bear, that would be all you adults who decided that you were too grown, you know, well, come on and play with me. And the bear was like, I'm looking for food. I'm too old to play. I want my honey. I responded that maybe if the bear would remember what it was like to be a cub, then it wouldn't be so out of sorts all the time. Now, you know, that takes a lot of gumption, even if you've got some quills. The bear is really big. And the bear finally just, like, forget it, okay? Because, you know, there are some people whose joy is just contagious. And so the bear's like, oh, forget it, let me play. And the bear started to play, and then finally it thanked the porcupine. And guess what? He found his honey, too, right away. So the porcupine wants you to bring you home to yourself, to reclaim your power by putting the adult to bed and waking up to your inner child today. You'll even be inspired to create your own examples of love and action when you allow, like the Hanged One, the light to easily flow through you as you. You can't help giving love and joy away. And that's your golden ticket to moments of gladness and grace, no matter what is showing up in your life. So I told you that my cards were fighting, right? Yeah, they were. So I have like a lot of decks. Not as much as some people, but for me, I've got the Goddess Oracle deck. I've got the Mother Peace cards. I've got medicine cards. I've got the Everyday Goddess. And I heard this imaginary fight in my head, like, she always goes over to Mother Peace. Well, why don't you pull a goddess for a week? And I was like, okay, fine, I will. And the first card that I pulled was Oya, who's about change and transformation. I love her, and she shows up a lot for me. My new song of the year is Electric Lady by Janelle Monáe, and every time I hear Electric Lady, I think about the goddess Oya. Now, if you need something in the world to connect with this energy, think Storm from the X-Men, right? Amazing energy. Oya destroys what you no longer need, okay? Yeah, she's the mother of nine. Nine is her special number. Sweet Tea from D.C., Tanya Glowing Gooch, kept talking about order, divine order. And what was really funny about that is, and she's just so powerful, which is why I love her so much, I pulled Nuqua, which means order. And she's a Chinese divine foremother of humans who repaired the sky and invented marriage. Some tales make her the wife of her older brother, one of her first sovereigns, whom she later succeeded. But she is said to have created humans from yellow clay, but grew bored before she finished unless some of them more blob like, I'm like, what is the point of this? Well, her power is being able, is representing nobility, and the less finished ones were the poor. Now, that's a little bit different, but that's okay. But order in life, order next, we pulled her, and that's a pretty powerful, she's a goddess queen, who's a powerful king who was angered at being beat up by a girl. Yeah, so these are two warriors. And then the third one I pulled was Amaterasu, which is beauty. So look at this. I mean, I'm like, okay, goddess oracle, I will play with you more often. So on this three Empress Day, we're focused on 12. The goddesses that showed up are about change, order, and beauty. So trusting yourself and trusting the process of life with this powerful energy is amazing. And I like Nuqua's description, her words for us, I have made the sky blue as an eternal symbol of hope for my children. All right, so there we're all balanced. We have our porcupine, we have our hanged one, and surrender and suspension, suspending the things that you don't want. Reverend D described it as, you know, don't feed your fear, you know. Feed yourself the good stuff that's going to help you nourish and grow. It's a powerful time to be alive. You already have your golden ticket. I didn't have to give it to you. And the one thing I want you to remember about that movie, Willy Wonka, every kid that got a golden ticket wasn't necessarily deserving of it, but only one got to win the chocolate factory. So we all have a golden ticket of being alive right now, of connecting with our energy, of being able to pay attention to what's going on. And, oh, thank you, guides, for reminding me. You know how I really think about the Mercury retrograde? I think of it as Sankofa. It's going back for the good stuff. That's an African word, and I really love it. And the symbol for the Sankofa is a bird who is literally reaching back to get an egg. So this time of regrouping the retrograde, just remember, retro, it's just about going backwards, about thinking backwards, not being backwards. And it's definitely not a time to be afraid. And Life Coach today posted something on his wall as well that I really, really loved, if I can find it real quick. And I don't know if he's busy right now or if he's in a place to come and play with me, but I would love to find out a little bit about his new show if he's free. I'm just saying, you know, Life Coach today, if you're around and you can do that.
Yeah, Celeste.
Hi.
How are you?
You haven't joined me in a long time. I have no guilt about this moment. Hi, Life Coach today. Welcome. Hey, can you tell us about your new show on Wantu Radio, and how's that going for you?
It's going well, as you said earlier. It's the first show last week, so this Tuesday will be the new show, the second show. And it's my kind of breakfast show, you know, people in the Pacific time zone. It's 7 a.m. People used to say to me, you should do a morning show. I'm like, but I'm not a morning person. But it's 10 a.m. my time, and even that's kind of early. So I'm just changing with the change. Well, this week is surrender, and because, you know, we got to surrender. There's more that wants to be birthed, and we just need to surrender to what wants to come through. It's not so much about what we manifest. It's like sometimes we focus on what we want, that we miss the process right here and now. And it's the process, the moment right here, is what brings us to what we want. But sometimes we're so looking far ahead that we're missing, you know, it's like, it's right. The blessing is right here, but we're like, when is it coming? When is it coming? Well, if you keep staring and pay attention here, it will come quicker. So that's it in a nutshell.
Mm.
And I'm excited for the new
one.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love it, and thank you for allowing me to pull you from your cave to come and play with my listeners. You rock. And
you can include me in one of your cards. You can include me in one of your cards. Give me a name, because you just pulled me without telling me. Like, yeah, you just pulled me like, I wonder if Life Coach Ida is not this bitch. Just pull me. Let me see what his card is saying. I'm officially a card for Celeste.
Yes, you are. I go to you a lot. You know, I remember, oh, good. I get to do this with you. When I first started listening to the Ask Life Coach Ida radio show, which wasn't called that back then, one of the first things that I learned from you is about the light and the dark, because I was always one of these people who was like, oh, I don't want any negativity. You know, they've got these things now, like if somebody tells you you've got too much peanut butter on your bread, stop talking to them. You don't need that kind of negativity in your life. I crack up laughing, but seriously, I was that person. I was just like, oh, I don't want any negativity. I don't want any dark. I'm just happy all the time. And you said, you know what? You're ready for an upgrade. I'm going to upgrade your consciousness right now. And you've done a wonderful job. It's the first lesson, and so many have come over the years that I've walked with you. So I want to thank you for that, because now I get to hear it all the time. Embrace the light and the dark.
Yeah, and you know, everything is energy, but sometimes we get so passionate about what we don't want that we end up attracting what we don't want. So that's really the thing. Mm-hmm. Recognize energy. But, you know, really recognize energy and using energy to move you in the direction of what you want, rather than I just can't stand negative people around me. I just can't stand negative people around me. Why are they all around you? You're the common denominator. Anyway, I'm done.
Ouch. Really? Okay, we got to stay him away
you,
now.
Celeste. I was talking about you,
no. Celeste. No, you're never talking about me. And if I connect with it, I spot it, I got it.
Oh, okay. All right, just clarifying.
Another 8 years up, you know. So you can't talk about people with Life Coach today, because if you talk about people, he's going to tell you real quick, you spot it, you got it. And if you spot it, it's time for you to heal it. Thanks for that, Life Coach Ida. Appreciate
you. You're welcome.
Well, make sure you join him 12 o'clock tomorrow. I'll be in the house as well. And it's just such a beautiful life. And I am going to play this whole Mercury retrograde. And I did sneak on his wall and found something from 1-2. Listen, it's such a beautiful picture. The Mercury retrograde is a perfect reflection of the perfect creator from which we came. Seeing it is like believing that the creator is out to hurt you. Fight the fear. Choose to see this differently. 1-2-listen.com. And that's how I'm walking into the Mercury retrograde. I'm going to be a big kid. I'm going to enjoy summertime. I went for a nice long walk. Went to see Maleficent. With Angelina Jolie, I'm not going to give it away, but I loved it. Just watch it metaphysically. I'm serious. Watch it metaphysically. Do not pay attention to these critics. They will mess you up with your soul food. Go see it. It was absolutely wonderful. And, yeah, I cried at the end. And I want to go see it again. All right, family. There's my goofing off. There's my Willy Wonka. I told you movies will come up, numbers will come up. Who knows? The song that's coming up for me right now is Transitions by Julie Dexter, juliedexter.com. Make sure you join me again next Sunday. I'll cook up something fun for you. I love you, family. I really do. Make sure you love yourself. And I'm out.
Feels like the world ain't getting no better. Back in the day of the day.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.